Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A lot of people don't know this story, but it's true. Joe the Plumber, Sam Wurzelbacher, Samuel Joseph Wurzelbacher, who went by Joe the Plumber, who gained fame when he asked Barack Obama the question, why do I need to give my money away? And Barack Obama said, you need to spread the wealth around, and it almost got Barack Obama not nominated. And Joe became a pariah, and he's told me this story multiple times where he says, you know, I was just out playing ball with my son Joey, and he goes, I was like, what's all the hoopla? And they came over to him. He didn't go over to them. He wasn't a publicity seeker. And Joe says, Obama asked him that infamous question. He answered, and then Obama made the now famous statement of spread the wealth around. And Joe said he went back inside and his buddy started calling him, you know, texting him saying, you're blowing up, you're blowing up. And he's like, what are you talking about? And he had no idea. This is one of the most unassuming guys on the planet. And there are a lot of surprises about Joe that I'll tell you here in a second. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. But before I get into Joe, I want to tell you about a friend of mine called me. His name is Trey. He's talking to a friend of his, Bobby Brown, not the singer, not Whitney Houston's husband, nor the beautiful model, Bobby Brown, but a friend of his for a long time. Well, we were on a conference call, but I was listening to Trey talking to Bobby. Bobby was at his house. And as it turns out, Bobby's brother, younger brother, had been brutally murdered the day before. And these guys were lamenting the loss of yet another young man. I mean, this guy's a young guy. I mean, right, wrong place, wrong time. Not doing anything wrong. Young black man at a statistic. Now, I'd already mentioned one of my best friends in life, Dale, a guy I've known since the third grade. Literally, we've known each other for almost five decades. Drops dead of a massive heart attack. Dale had been having some health problems, but didn't realize they were that serious, and he didn't have any health, he didn't have any heart problems, and he wasn't jabbed, for those wondering. Earlier this year, April, one of my buddies died on the golf course. He was jabbed. His 60th birthday was in February. He died 2 months later. Dale's birthday, 60th birthday, was in July. He died literally almost a month to the day of his 60th birthday. Then we learn of Chance being killed, brutally murdered. And then on the 27th, I learned that Joe has passed away. I remember Joe used to call me all the time. He'd be, hey, Kev, what are you up to? And I'd go, working, man. You know, I'm not like you. And he had just gotten his plumbing, ironically, gotten his plumbing business back, in business with his son, Joey, married to Katie. These guys were pumping out kids like Prince was pumping out albums back in the 80s. And this living life, enjoying it. Man, I couldn't tell you how happy this guy was. When he transitioned out of politics, he became happy again. And it was interesting, when he made the transition into politics, not by choice, not because he was forced to, because they did such a hatchet job on him, and I'm going to pivot back to him now, they did a hatchet job on Joe. After Obama's minions got a hold of him, they looked at his life. His name, real name's not even Joe, and it was. And they just went on and on, and the next thing you know, he's in this whirlwind. His first book comes out. I remember we were together at an event, and I had his book. I said, hey, you going to sign your book for me? He says, I'm doing nothing with that book. They ripped him off. People wrote his book. He got not a penny for it. Then he was going to events, and everybody wanted a piece of Joe the Plumber. He was the belle of the ball for the conservatives. And let me tell you, all they did was they literally plucked him publicly, to where he looked like a plucked chicken running around at the end of it, and he couldn't stand it. And this went on for a couple of years, and we'd see each other sporadically. And where we became good friends is I'd call him up, and I said, Joe, these people are taking advantage of you. I want to help you. And every time I called to help him, I did it. And Joe actually did well. Every time I called him, and then he called me up one day and he said this to me. He says, you know what, brother? I said, what's that, Joe? He said, of everybody I've met in this industry, you're the only stand-up guy. I said, get out of here. He goes, man, I'm telling you, as God is my witness, you're the only stand-up guy. And he quit. So eventually he got out, and I told him, let's do one more tour. Joe and I toured together in 2011. It was going to, we called it the Naked Head Tour, the Two Naked Head Tour. And I still have a poster in my office. In fact, if you watch video of me, you can see the poster of me and Joe up there in the Two Naked Head Tour. So we did the Two Naked Head Tour across the southern states. And as it turned out, tornadoes hit every state we went to before we got there. So it became a rescue mission of sorts. We couldn't believe the devastation. The idea of the tour was to drive across the South, a white guy and a black guy, ebony and ivory, and prove that this nation is not the racist nation that everybody was saying it was. Because they wanted Joe to be a white supremacist. Let me give you a little history of Joe. Joe grew up one of the only white guys in an all-black school. Yeah. In Ohio, in Toledo, Ohio. They used to, Joe had to fight every day because black dudes were kicking, you know, trying to fight him. And one time, a group of them beat him up so bad, he lost the kidney. Most people don't even know this. They think Joe is some country white boy, corn-fed, you know, out in the boonies, you know, burning flags. This dude knew black people, grew up with him. Most of his friends were black. I'm not exaggerating this one bit. I was one of his best friends. We talked routinely. When Joe got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, I was one of the first calls he made, man, and we cried together. And then said, let's see what we can do. Anyway. And he was going to fight it, and of course he did, and we tried to raise money for him, which, you know, I can't even raise money for myself, but we did the best we could. But long story short, he passed away. So, America lost I wouldn't call him a hero, but he's an ordinary Joe in every sense of the word. Unpretentious, as good as they come. And I'm sorry that he's gone, and I'm sorry the chance is gone, because like most of the people that are getting killed these days in the black community, he didn't deserve that at all. Rest in peace, all my friends I've lost over the last few days.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Texas Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Gotta tell you, all these folks passing away, all my buddies, Joe, 49 years old, dying. Chance, you know, in his 40s. Dale just turned 60, another friend of mine that just turned 60. All passing away. And it makes you introspective because I get up every day doing what I believe is God's mission for me. And trust me, when things like this happen, I automatically go to that place of life's too short. You know, why am I spending all my time, you know, doing this stuff when there's a whole life out there and I know how to live it? I may not can afford it, but I've been around it. And Lord knows if I couch surf a little bit or yacht surf, I got enough friends that I could yacht surf for a bit. They've got, you know, little chalets here and there that I could say, hey, you mind if I take the vacation home for a month? I mean, I probably got 5 or 6. I would only be homeless maybe half the year. But when I wasn't homeless, I'd be living large. People would be, oh, who is this guy?
And I'm like, you know, that the unknown millionaire. You know, you drop me somewhere for 6 months, I'm liable to own the place. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. But it does make me wonder, and you know, because it's a struggle every single day to get up and do this stuff. And then I look at guys that I think should be making a bigger dent who are just rolling in money. And I think to myself, are they really fighting as hard as I am? Let me give you a few things that we're doing. We're doing this thing called the IDEAL Tour, IDEAL, and it stands for Identify, Develop, Educate, Activate, Legislate. And it was an acronym I came up with years ago with Clarence Mason Weaver, because Clarence said, Kevin, we've got to educate. We've got to let people understand the game, the ruse. How do you take a problem from where you recognize it to the point of, you know, where you can change legislation? How do you do that? And we were analyzing it, and I said, this is how I do it. You know, I see the issue. I come up with, I identify the issue. Then I develop it. I form the concept. And the concept has to be simple enough to educate. And once people are educated, you've got to then convince them with enough passion to activate. And worst case scenario, it leads to legislation. Because what happens is, if the people, right now, Joe Biden says he's going to mandate new vaccines. He can mandate nothing to me. I'm not taking it. So if enough people say, you can make all the vaccines you want, you can put all the mandates you want, we're not going to do it, what are they going to do? If everybody says, I'm not working, you know, I'm not getting a shot in order to work, what happens when we all say no? I'll give you another one. What happens if everybody supports Trump? Carrie Lake said, she's echoing what I said. Stop, get out of the race, Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, all of you. What if they all dropped immediately and said, you know what? We may have our differences with Trump, but we are witnessing the worst targeting of an individual citizen of this nation that we've ever seen, and we are all revolting against the system, and we 100% support Trump. Can you imagine the shot heard around the world? Remember, the Democrats did it with Biden. Suddenly, everybody dropped out before Super Tuesday, and Joe Biden wasn't even a clear front runner. They did it. And what happened? They then cheated him into office. Well, what happens with us if everybody drops out? Trump roars into office legally. That's what would happen. You and I know it. There is nothing this government can mandate to the people that we, the people, can't fight. So anyway, that's what the IDEAL Tour is about, is to say, give me your issue, I'll give you your answer, I'll give you the concept. And I did it with baby LeBron. We did this project where I said, I'll tell you how to make the pro-life movement, put it on steroids, we'll put a baby in a woman's belly, a black, cute black woman's belly, you can see, and it'll be LeBron James dunking a basketball, and all you got to put on the poster, all you got to put on the billboard is, would you kill this baby? And as Clarence would say, Clarence Mason Weaver is one of the best thinkers and best speakers you could ever hear. When Clarence hears me come up with concepts, he goes, Kevin, I don't know how you do it. You know, he marvels at the way my mind works. And I'm going to tell you guys, this is not me. This is God-inspired thought. You know, God put all these different things and put me in all these different places and gave me all these different scenarios. But this is God-inspired thought. And that's what the IDEAL Tour is about. So we put this together with AZ, Arizona Free Enterprise. We're hitting 9 different locations in Arizona. And I say to Arizonans, you want a difference? Stop running with Republicans who are giving you no solutions. And how about you start working with people who know how to empower and impassion people to go do something? So we're doing the IDEAL Tour. If you happen to be here, or if you know somebody in Arizona, you should tell them about the October 5th and 6th summit. We call it the CEE Educational Excellence Vision Summit. CEE Vision Summit. S-E-E Vision Summit. And we're talking on about wokeism in America. We've got Shelby Steele as our keynote speaker, and a bunch of other people that we will debut who are absolute genius in what they talk about. Wokeism and capitalism and every aspect of society. And we're going to tackle wokeism and tell people how you can fight back. They're going to have leave behinds that they know they can get to do something. Well, we put that together on my nickel. Yeah, my nonprofit. Now, I'm happy to tell you that there have been a few people that donated and said, Kevin, we're going to help you out. But it's never enough. I'm not raising, you know, Ben Shapiro kind of money, Charlie Kirk kind of money. But we're out there every single day doing this. So that tour is October 5th and 6th. You can check it out at, I think it's at visionsummit.com or visionsummit.org. Let me make sure, verify that. I'll say it again later in the broadcast. So if you can make it, great. If you know somebody in Arizona and say, go out. Look, this is not about come out and is it going to be a fun event? Absolutely. I'll make it fun. But this is the type of stuff that people will leave feeling like, wow, I know what to do now. I know how to address this. That's what it's about. And then the other thing we're doing, the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. We give groups a way to fundraise. We tell you, if you come up with a certain minimum money, we'll all come in and perform, and you guys keep the rest of the profit. Three professional comedians. For me to speak alone, I charge $15,000. The tour costs less than that. So you could bring this tour to your city, to your state, if you're listening to the radio show on a station, get them to partner with you. And with your Patriot group, you can bring this tour, and our goal is to make America laugh again, and Brad's going to probably film, he's at one location he's filming Laugh While It's Legal. But the big issue is this, First Amendment rights. People out there fighting for your First Amendment rights through humor because the court jester is the one who could get away with it, and that's why we're doing it. None of this is selfish. And look, if you want to help with any of these projects, go to the Kevin Jackson Network and donate. If you want to get involved, send me a note. If you think you got a location where, Kevin, I think we could bring the tour here, or I love the idea of the Ideal Tour. We're rolling it out in Arizona, but I want it to be national. We should be doing an Ideal Tour in all the battleground states. And what this is, what I tell the Republican Party is I've traversed the state of Arizona, and you know what I see? A bunch of bored Republicans that it's more of a social club. How about you get people charged up and wanting to get out there and kick some butt and do it without having to worry about the Republican Party and legislators? How about we just get the people riled up? Whew, I better calm down.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Idalia has now reached hurricane status. The National Hurricane Center says the Category 1 storm packing maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour as it makes its way toward Florida. Former President Trump will be arraigned in his Georgia election interference case next week. President Biden said to be focused on issues impacting Americans, such as the Maui wildfires and the hurricane potentially about to hit Florida, not the impeachment inquiry by House Republicans. Most of the Earth experiencing the effects of climate change this summer. That's according to Marshall Shepard, the director of the Atmospheric Sciences for the University of Georgia. He tells the Augusta Chronicle at least 81% of the world's population was exposed to at least one day of heat, made at least three times more intense because of climate change. Corey Myers, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
One thing that this show allows me to do is to let people see what really goes on inside of my life. And it's funny because when I talk to some folks, they're like, Kevin, man, you know, I feel like, well, I'll go to an event and then I'll do a show and I'll talk about what happened at the event or what happened at the dinner or what happened at whatever. And some of it, I'm very judicious about it because some people are more sensitive to it than others. But the ones that aren't used to, you know, they don't do media and all that, they're like, oh, Kev, you were talking about when we were at the baseball game or whatever, I heard you on the show. I'm like, yeah, man, radio is life. It's what this is. And I know it's not always topical in the sense of, you know, oh, well, Joe Biden's getting impeached and Donald Trump's, you know, been let off or whatever. What, you know, what should be happening in the real world, it's about what's happening in life. But it does all fit together in this crazy kind of way because I don't have an agenda. My agenda, I guess I kind of do have an agenda. Obviously, I want to impart some knowledge on you and I'd like to make it fun. And sometimes it's fun, sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it's serious. Sometimes it's about life and death. Sometimes it's about, you know, how your teenage kids are jacking with you. Our teenage son right now, you know, I tell him, look, you're going into manhood. We want you to do that. Puberty is supposed to be that. But, you know, 13, 14 years old, that's the beginning. 16, 17 is where they really start to sprout. And we're in that transition period right now. How much do you let a kid grow versus how, you know, because they're still in learning mode. And they're going to make mistakes. And I put things in for my son into baseball. I go, look, when you were a little kid playing baseball, how many ground balls did you miss when they were hit to you? He goes, a lot. I said, now he plays shortstop and catcher. I go, how many do you miss now? How many balls do you miss as a catcher that go behind the plate now versus when you were a kid? He goes, very few. I go, exactly. That's mistakes. When you're young, you make a lot of mistakes. I said, you're a teenager now. You're making fewer mistakes. I go, now, when you miss a ball as a catcher now, how do you feel? He goes, horrible. I go, exactly. When you missed it before, you just knew it was going to happen, but now you know how to do it. So when you miss one now, you're like, oh, I feel terrible. That's a mistake. It should make you feel even more terrible. Like, oh, to the point where you make so few that you enter the bigs. And you know what the bigs is?
You're going from double A, single A, triple A, whatever ball to the big leagues. And in the big leagues, the catcher can't let anything go by. You know the only mistakes, for the most part, that a catcher will let go by is when the pitcher made the mistake. Somebody else makes the mistake that becomes your mistake. You call the sign, he throws the wrong pitch, or he just throws an errant pitch. Won't be your mistake, it'll be his. You will make so few mistakes when you get to the bigs that you know it automatically. That's what life's about. And he kind of gets it because I put it into his terms. That's what life's about, putting things into terms that people can understand. And there are people who, you know, by the way, still making a lot of mistakes, sometimes very frustrating to me and his mom. But I think I translate that to the Democrats, making lots of mistakes, very frustrating. And this world is allowing it to happen, but are we going to correct it? Yes, because that's what happens. As you mature, the mistakes get so glaring that you can't continue to make them. And the Democrats seem to do it. They seem to like it. They're still trapped in the I wouldn't even tell you they're teenagers. They're toddlers. They make lots of mistakes. And I talked about it before. They have underestimated Trump. They have underestimated you, the people. And Newt Gingrich may have summed it up best when he said this on, I don't know what he was on, probably Fox News.
It's amazing to me. People over and over again say, oh, he gets indicted again and his numbers go up. Do you agree with me, Newt Gingrich? The reason his numbers go up is because the American people are now onto this and they don't like it. And they know what's happening to their criminal justice system. It's happening to them in many different ways. And whether they're in love with President Trump or not, they're going, I can't just roll over and watch my country die like this.
Well, I think that's right. I think that Trump is not a candidate. Trump is the leader of a movement. He's the personification of an establishment that is totally corrupt, destroying anything that gets in its way. Interestingly, for example, his support among African-American males has gone up dramatically, and the reason is simple. They feel that the police have harassed them. They're now watching the government harass Trump. They actually identify with what he's going through. I think many people who may or may not like Trump's personality, but they look at this and they think, here are my choices. I'm going to side with a totally corrupt administration, or I'm going to side with a guy who has the guts to stand there and take the beating and keep coming. I mean, you know, Trump could easily have retired, and if he'd retired, none of these charges would ever have occurred. And instead he said, you know, the country's worth going through this. And I think that's given him support in places that normally wouldn't have supported him. But they realize if your only two choices are to reinforce a totally sick, corrupt, authoritarian system, or to be with the guy who's taking it head on, I think that the country's in fact going to nominate Trump. And I think Trump has a very high likelihood of winning the general.
I'll finish Newt's comment. Trump has a very high likelihood of winning the general election. In fact, if the Democrats can't cheat, Trump is unstoppable. And I can tell you right now, there's a movement inside of all these states led by rhinos who want to see anybody other than Trump. Other than Trump, OTT. That's what they want to see. And, okay. OTT, anybody other than Trump, good luck with that. It's not going to work. And I'm going to tell you, I can't say much more, but I know inside, from inside baseball, there are people out there who are raising massive money because they want to see somebody. In this particular case, it's one that comes to mind is DeSantis. And good luck to him. If you can rally the troops and get people to go away from Trump and go to DeSantis, good luck with that. But I'm not going to be a participant because I've seen enough. I don't care what anybody thinks about that. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not some overwhelming Trump fan. I wasn't from the beginning, and when I became somewhat of a fan was his performance. And even with his performance, I was still lukewarm because you guys know my big issue with Trump is he doesn't know how to pick people. And he's always surrounding himself with the wrong folks. Stylistically, we are very different. You know, so, and you know I don't like the way he handled COVID. So those are my big issues with Trump, and they're big issues. But I don't care how big those issues are. He overcame all of them with his performance. And then, here's what did it. Probably did it for some of you out there. The attacks. The relentless, unbelievably stupid attacks on him show me that when the system wants to shut you down, it will do whatever it takes. And that's what kicked it over the edge for me to where I said, come hell or high water, I will support Trump. I'm talking about in the primary. If Trump can, he's got my vote throughout the primary. Now, whoever wins it beyond that, I'll support. But he's got my vote throughout the primary. And I will go out, I will evangelize. And why do I tell you folks all the time? If you support Trump, if you continue with polling and things that you're saying and putting it out there into the ether, I support Trump, I support Trump, I support Trump. I'm going to tell you, the Democrats are scared to death. And that's why this mugshot became such a big deal. Trump raised massive money over this mugshot. And I got to tell you, you got to love the way he took that. He could have taken it like, you know, okay, you know, all goofy or whatever. He took that mugshot like, screw you. You've seen it. What do you think when you see it? I see a guy that says, you will not defeat me. I see a guy that says, I will be the torchbearer of a new civil rights movement. And we're putting it on a shirt, but we're going to do a little different version of it. But we're going to do, I want this thing to be bigger than Che Guevara. By the way, we were in Switzerland. I saw this guy wearing a Che shirt. And he looked like a typical leftist. And I wanted to stop him and say, why are you wearing a shirt of a racist, a guy that hated black people? Just to throw him off. But I didn't, because my wife would have had a, she would, oh, why are you going to bring politics all the way to Switzerland, Kevin? And she would have been right. But I was this close, I ain't gonna lie. If she hadn't been with me, I would have definitely said it. But she's, you know, Melissa's like, oh, we gotta quit talking politics all the time. And she's right. And even in fact, when we went there, we weren't there long enough. We did the 15-minute city tour. We went to the wedding of one of our kind of adopted kiddos. And then, you know, but we had no time. The flight there was practically a day. The flight back was a day. And we had a day to kind of go through the cities and then part of a day to go to a wedding and a reception. And then we were back. So she goes, we're going back and we're going to actually vacation. Because she worked, I worked. It was crazy. And that's just the way it is. Sadly, you don't get to enjoy things when you're doing what I do. I'm being honest with you. So along with everything else the Democrats are doing, this mugshot backfired on them because it helped Trump rake in millions of dollars. One day alone, millions. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So there are many Democrats out there who want to believe that they've been conditioned to believe that Trump is guilty of something. Meanwhile, they overlook everything that the Bidens are doing. And by the way, we're going to get into the Bidens here in just a bit. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. They don't believe that Joe Biden's done anything wrong, but they believe Trump has done something wrong. And I got to tell you, the Democrats, think about this. There's been no, you can't even fathom a case that's so cut and dry than the Bidens and their criminal activity. And if Trump, think of it this way, if Donald Trump had been doing what Joe Biden was doing and he were president now, how many times would he have been impeached? I can give you the answer. Once, because he would have been impeached, he would have been found guilty, and he would have been out. No question about it. Joe Biden is guilty of multiple crimes. Crimes that quite frankly, probably go into the realm of him being a traitor to this country. And the Republicans are still building a case. Now, I've already told you, if they're just slow walking it because they've got a strategy around the election cycle, fine. But if they don't, shame on them, because this is clear, cut, and dry. Now, what's interesting about what's going on with Trump is it's all Democrat prosecutors. And what's worse is in some cases, even where there isn't a Democrat, I mean, all the prosecutors are Democrat, but the people orchestrating are Rhino Republicans. Rhino Republicans. But the Democrats are the ones who are bringing the cases. And Jessica Tarlov, who's on the five, she's the lefty. She replaced Juan Williams, apparently. And she can't believe that all these people are Democrats. And here's that exchange on the five.
Prosecutors are Democrats.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Every DA and every federal prosecutor is a Democrat.
This is the Department of Justice.
And the one in Atlanta and the one here in New York.
They're all Democrats. What do you have to say to that?
I don't think that Jack Smith is.
He's a Democrat.
Oh, my God.
And his voice is a Democrat.
Indicted Republicans. What?
Welcome back, folks. Now, I play that clip because I want you to understand this. When you know what you're talking about and you go to a Democrat and you go, here are the facts. That's their, what? You're kidding. No, they're not. Yes, they are. Go look it up. And I don't know whether she'll do it or not, but here's what I'll tell you. She'll never be the same. You have a responsibility out there to talk to people and say, look, this is not going to happen. You know, what you believe is not right. What you believe is, quite frankly, factually wrong. They believe Donald Trump has done something wrong. Not because they have any evidence, not because they really researched it and hear it over and over. Oh, Trump's been indicted again. Trump's been indicted again. The lowest common denominator voters, oh, Trump's been indicted. Well, keep shocking them. Trump's being indicted. Poll numbers are going up. Think about what that does to the psyche of somebody that goes, wait a minute, he's being indicted, but his poll numbers are going up. How is that possible? It creates a need to know. Why is that? That's not right. In the clip we played from Newt Gingrich, you know what he says? Black men are coming to Trump in droves. Why? Because the criminal justice system that has treated blacks so poorly over the decades is now being turned on white folks. You know what black folks are realizing? This had nothing to do with us. This has to do with a crooked government. This isn't just... think of the revelation of going, wow, this is not just going after black folks. They will go after rich white people too. Democrats don't even realize how big of a mistake this is. This is beyond... Oh, see, we've been victims of the criminal justice system, man. They won't give a black man a chance. What? It's not just about being black? What? It's not just about being poor? What? You mean that this system will target whomever it chooses? Oh, my gosh. We got to break the system. Now, let me ask you. Don't you think that the Republicans would be able to seize on this? I mean, look at what Trump does. When they get in and do an indictment, he fights it, he's defiant, and then, you know, they indict him, the poll numbers go up. They did it in Georgia, they do the mugshot, they're thinking, oh man, you know, I don't know if you saw the fake mugshots, but they had Trump all like, oh, and then you get the real one, and he's defiant. And they said that once he was booked on Thursday, he had already raised $7.1 million. On Friday alone, he brought in $4.18 million, making it the most money raised in a day in his campaign so far. Now, they said part of that was fueled by people buying merchandise from the website,
which included all kinds of products with the fierce mugshot on it. I want you to understand that one thing generated millions of dollars for Trump because of what it represented. I keep telling you guys, look at the fierceness of his face. It says, "You're not going to get me." If I were Democrats, I remember Nancy Pelosi saying, Trump was scared. He was very scared. I saw fear in Donald Trump. And I remember thinking, you saw fear? Because not with this mugshot. It was on something else. Like once the indictment came in and he walked into court, I saw fear. He was scared. I said, I haven't seen fear in Donald Trump since this man decided he was going to run for president and any time since. Haven't seen fear. I go, if that's what you're looking for, if that's what you're trying to sell, you're selling the wrong thing because there is no fear. So now bumper stickers, mugs, everything with Trump's visage on it showing defiance. And let me tell you why it resonates. Think about this. $7.1 million, $4.18 million on one day. That I don't know what the stuff costs, but every piece of that represents thousands of people. Every mug sold represents thousands of people. 330 million people in this country. Now, again, if the average price is $100 they're selling this stuff for, you do the math and you say, okay, that's, you know, 150, 200,000 people that bought, whatever it is, number of people that bought stuff, multiply that times something, and that's what you get in terms of resonating. I haven't bought anything. Most of you, I bet, haven't bought anything from Donald Trump. But you thought about it. You probably would if pushed. In other words, you're part of that ecosystem, the blast radius of what happened once that mugshot got out. And I'm going to tell you something. For those who are thinking, oh, well, Trump is afraid, and he's got, when you see him take that defiant picture, and you think to yourself, well, I think Trump is, he's gone, man. They're going to get him and all that. And suddenly, he's blowing up. I mean, talking in a good way. Blowing up. And you think to yourself, wow, he's not going away. I can only equate it to, somebody that picks a fight with somebody thinking that the kid is going to just be a pushover. And then the kid goes, oh, you want to fight? And then they set up, and they know how to fight. I tell this story because it's so true, and it's worth telling again. I was at a ballpark, and there was a family, the Galindos, who were considered tough. You know, Tommy thought he was a little martial artist and all this. And his little brothers, they all, by definition, thought they were tough like the bigger brothers. And, you know, all the older brothers are much older than I was. So, you know, you just automatically have this deferential thing when you're in junior high. Even though I was a pretty good fighter, I wasn't afraid of them. I just didn't want to have a run-in with them. Well, anyway, the younger brother was at a ballpark, and he was picking on this little chubby white kid. I'll never forget this. And I say to this kid, I go, why are you bothering him? I just don't like him. I go, that's not a reason to bother this kid. And he kept pushing him and pushing him. We were at the back of the ballpark where you would get home runs if they were hit. And I just remember thinking, I looked at the kid and I'm like, you know, you don't have to take this. If you want me to intervene, I'll intervene. Because I was asking this little Galindo kid, why don't you just leave him alone? And the little boy was kind of like, you know, whatever. And when he pushed him one time, the little kid goes like, so you obviously, you know, I mean, he didn't say it like this, but essentially his body language and everything was like, okay, so you want to fight. So the kid goes, okay, like that. And he put his hands up. And when he put his hands up, I remember thinking, this kid knows how to fight. And, man, this little chubby little white boy whooped the crap out of that Galindo kid. I mean, just peppered him. And I was laughing. I was like, what? That little boy was like, B-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b- his nose was bleeding. He, you know, he's, he had licks on his face. And I looked at him and went, you know, like, I think he was warning you. You know, and I'm telling you, that's what the Democrats, that's what's happening to them. They don't realize they are in a fight that they can't win. The Democrats pick the fight they cannot and will not win.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.